USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump's impeachment trial continues on Saturday, with his lawyers getting their first chance to make their arguments in front of the Senate. The defense has said today's remarks will be brief, lasting about 4 hours, with a longer presentation coming when the trial resumes on Monday. William McGinley is a former White House cabinet secretary under President Trump. He tells Fox News,
they're going to point out the evidentiary and procedural flaws of the House process, but also the gaps in the facts and the presentations made by Adam Schiff, Jerry Nadler, and the other House managers. Their presentations, while slick, were riddled with factual errors, misstated the law, and their constitutional theories were wrong.
The U.S. government is arranging a charter flight on Sunday to evacuate its citizens and diplomats from the epidemic-stricken city of Wuhan, China, as a coronavirus continues to spread across the city. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
130 million Americans made resolutions for 2020, with more than half focused on health. But most resolutions are broken by February. To help you start down the path toward better health outcomes, Ancestry Health is delivering actionable insights for you and your family. Marjan Champagne, Ancestry spokesperson and board-certified and licensed genetic counselor.
Through a supportive, actionable, and affordable experience, Ancestry Health includes access to educational information, genetic counseling resources, printable consumer and physician-ready reports, and a family health history tool, so you can take proactive steps with your healthcare provider to address potential health risks identified in your genes and family health history.
Why is the time right for Ancestry Health?
Your genes don't need to be your destiny. Understanding your familial and inherited health risks can help you take action to improve your chances of better health now and in the future.
Start down the path toward better health with Ancestry.com/health.
The Pentagon updates us on the number of service members injured by Iran's missile strike earlier this month on an Iraqi airbase. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
34 U.S. service members were injured, and according to Pentagon spokesman Jonathan Hoffman, some were showing signs of traumatic brain injuries, or what is called TBI.
34 total members have been diagnosed with concussions and TBI. 8 service members who were previously transported to Germany have been transported to the United States. 9 service members transported to Germany are still undergoing evaluation and treatment there. 1 service member transported to Kuwait received treatment and is returned to duty in Iraq. 16 service members who were diagnosed with concussion and TBI while in Iraq and remained in Iraq have already returned to duty.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
At least 22 people are dead after a 6.8 earthquake hit eastern Turkey on Friday night. This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
Over the last decade, media coverage of the Super Bowl has linked it to trafficking of women and girls for sexual exploitation. Between 2010 and 2016, 76% of the media reported the link between the Super Bowl and sex trafficking. But is there really a link between the two? Not according to Everett Bartlett. He's president of Stop Abusive and Violent Environment. I had a chance to chat with him, and I asked him why he feels people are being misled regarding these stories that we see regarding sex trafficking and the Super Bowl.
I think there is an agenda, and let's call them the gender warriors who are saying these things. And if you look at the claims they make, they are always portraying women as victims and men as perpetrators. In other words, you might suspect that there's a broader, call it a narrative, that's at work here. But, you know, for example, when we look at labor trafficking, that's very often, those are men who are victims of the labor trafficking. But again, these advocacy groups don't want to, you know, sort of deviate from this narrative that women are sort of, by definition, victims, men are inherently perpetrators.
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.